As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Hello and welcome to the latest edition of What Did I Miss? Joined by my friends Paige and Gabe. Today we have a very old quarterback-heavy beginning to our show today. And to be quite frank, I really think this is a show in which Gabe can shine.
Oh, really?
Do you want to start? Tom Brady finally, you know, broke the silence, came out very gaunt looking. Like, I don't know where he was for the 11 days, but maybe on a juice cleanse for all of that. But he did come out. He said, I'm 45 years old, man. There's a lot of shit going on. So you just have to try and figure out life the best you can. You know, it's a continuous process. It's probably the most human I've seen him. That's all I got, though. Gabe, he's the most human I've seen him.
That's the goal, Beetle. If you get good enough PR people, they can teach you how to act like a human.
Like the robot goes away. And I don't know. He looked like he'd been through something.
He's definitely been through something.
But what? It's worse now because now we really want to solve it.
I can't believe you guys are still struggling with this.
Stop. I'm not struggling. Do either of you watch The Boys?
I started it. I haven't finished it.
Okay.
Why? Is he on The
Boys?
Someone
out there will understand. No, it's like very Homelander press conference, but
this reference is going nowhere. See, Gabe Gabe's convinced he knows something, and I don't know what.
I don't know anything. I can connect dots like other people could connect dots.
And so he's in trouble, Homeland, right now.
I just see a man. Well, first of all, are you 45 and that's what part of what makes you a legend and like that's why we're all going to celebrate you for another season? Or are you 45 and we just got to give you some space because, hey, man, I'm 45. It can't be both.
Do you think he's having a midlife crisis?
Some might describe it as that. I don't know, man. I think it's the family stuff is clearly what this problem is. It's not his knee. It's not his arm. He's not worried about the tampering charges, you know.
Like, no, he's not.
It's just
he's untouchable.
It's not. He didn't get a facelift.
Did he buy a shitty yellow Corvette recently? Does anybody know?
I haven't seen any yellow. He's dealing with whatever's going on in his family, and you know, he's married to one of the most famous women on earth, and it's probably probably a reason he had to miss 11 days of camp.
He looks like he aged like 10 years in 11 days. So I think people's curiosity, it will never go away and we may never get an answer and it will just be the thing. And if he has a great season, most people, will forget that this 11-day thing even happened. But people like Gabe and myself will never forget.
I'll forget.
Yeah, you'll forget.
I've already forgotten.
We won't forget.
I look forward to the documentary in 10 years
That's a good call. Untold franchise. Unless
the
it's like Jeter's.
The one that he'll produce. And
I was going to say, if it's like Derek Jeter's.
11 for Brady or whatever.
11 Days of Hell, the Tom Brady story. Bah, 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 bah. Ooh, I like it.
Well, the good news, to keep it about football for a second, the good news is if you root against the Patriots or now the Bucks, he doesn't look like a guy who's going to go tear the NFC apart.
No.
We can agree on that.
I agree with that.
You, to quote you to you, that's part of his whole shtick.
You're right. Good point.
You can't hollow out your cheeks like that just for shits and giggles.
He got a new face.
You got it did look like it, like this part didn't move and it looked like something happened. Like he got chiclets that were too big for his mouth or something. I've seen that a million times. It's on Love Island all the time. But yeah, So that's one guy, right? That's the guy who was once again voted number one in the top 100 by his peers heading into this season. The guy who wins MVP for reasons I can't figure out is Aaron Rodgers, who did all of us a huge favor.
Yep.
And went on the Joe Rogan Experience. And it was over, it was over 3 hours long, Gabe. Did you listen to all of it?
Yeah, this note in the rundown is wrong. It says, Gabe managed to listen to most of it. But that's not true. I listened to all of it.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us what you thought. Great stuff. Top five things you learned.
You want me to just report on it like it was some faraway place that you'll never...
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I'm never going to go to that. So, yeah, you should tell us.
So the first good almost hour, I would say, was pretty much just the explanation of the whole COVID situation, all of his various grievances. And I have to say, if you thought he was just being like an idiot or being a jerk or being a troll or any of that, that is not the case. No, people can listen and decide they still don't like anything he had to say, but he is thoughtful about it. And when he's discussing it with Joe, you can tell that there's like some critical thinking going on. And to be honest, like some of the things that he said a year plus ago have aged kind of well for him, you know, like pointing out some of the hypocrisies or inconsistencies about some of the rules in the league, the way that certain players were treated, things we didn't know but now know about COVID itself. He doesn't sound like a lunatic, all right? Like, again, you might not like it all, but it's he's not crazy from my. And then they go on to talk about ayahuasca and a million other things, and that was also incredible.
3 hours, though.
Yeah.
I don't like anyone enough to listen to 3 hours of anything. That's impressive, actually. And I guess that's the normal Joe. Is that a normal Joe Rogan average time on a podcast, or is this special? Oh, that is average. That's why he makes the big bucks, I guess.
There were some very incredible tangents.
Did he talk about how ayahuasca made him a better lover?
Not specifically about his lovemaking, but yeah, he spoke about ayahuasca and how he went on this ayahuasca journey to kill his own ego and that it worked. And I would argue that probably some more ayahuasca is needed because his ego is very much intact all throughout this interview. Like, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is what he got characterized as for the last year, but it's kind of his own fault because he's so condescending in tone that I get it. Like, people just don't like the way he talks.
Do you think it's also because he was kind of getting lumped in with Kyrie, who I think I would argue is on a different journey?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I also think media especially felt like it was a crappy attempt at a manipulation of words by Aaron Rodgers, like trying to aha everybody with immunization.
It wasn't that crappy. It worked.
I mean, the thing was, but it didn't. Like, he still got in trouble. Like, it was like, I'm smarter than you guys. I'm obviously talking about, you know, immunization, not vaccinate. But it goes to what Gabe said. It's the delivery from most things that he does that I think turns people off. And I think in that particular case, I think he was trying to be cutesy with semantics in a time where, like, no, we don't have time for that, dude. Or yes or no. And so that, I think, was why, because at the end of the day, like, again, I don't care. But it was when you try to be cutesy about things, it's the smartest guy in the room. Then that's when someone like me is like, no, absolutely not. And that to me is what really happened.
Deceptive.
I think media, too, they got like turned off by it.
Yeah, people don't like to be deceived, like lied to.
And I think that's what happened. But good for you, Gabe. You should get a raise.
He would argue he didn't lie to anyone, and that his teammates
knew. Gabe
will
give you a raise.
Right, but then if you go back and he says, "Are you vaccinated?" and he goes, "I'm immunized," it's like that wasn't the question, right?
Right. No, he explains his thought. He intentionally misled and thought, listen, if you want to ask me the follow-up question, I'll answer it. But they didn't ask the follow-up question.
Which is
and they just
on them.
Also, intentionally misled is quite a lot of words to say lied.
Yeah, again, I'm not defending his character here, but his explanation was logical. What he did point out that I did think was interesting. I mean, by the way, the conversation was about a lot of things, including the use of Percocets and other painkillers in the NFL.
I read that,
and his just sort of health regimen in general, and you know, the way that players treat their bodies. It was all pretty interesting. But he did point out that, like, the rules at that time, about a year ago, were kind of inconsistent. And so he was treated one way, vaccinated players were treated another, and he actually, he claims, he got COVID from a vaccinated team. Like, that's what
how
he
do you
claimed.
Know?
Well, he claims he was only with people who were vaccinated.
That's so exhausting. Okay. There's no way for him to know that.
Well, okay, really except he's arguing, the reason he points it out was to argue that what was told to people then was, if you get vaccinated, you can't spread it or can't even get it. And he's saying, but that wasn't true. You can get it and you can spread it. So even, like, you weren't hurting your community, you weren't hurting your teammates. These are his points. And, you know, we know a lot more about COVID now than we did back then. And so I think some people's criticism of him could be rethought, knowing what we know.
I wonder how many people who don't like him will bother to listen at all.
No, no. And he knew that. He acknowledged that people will not even listen.
Well, they'll do, like, they'll do clickbaits or little word, but then even the word choices they have used so far tend to take you down the road of still not liking him rather than explaining anything. So there you go, which is brilliant. Yeah, I would love to know that, if anybody that just decided he was a liar will listen, but maybe not. Maybe not, and probably not, because I know I'm not listening, but I also don't listen to Joe Rogan as a general rule. So there's that. F1. Who watched? Gabe, you're actually in the time zone now where it's a normal sport time for you. Are you watching it? Did you watch it?
I'd love to be your field reporter on this topic as well. I know quite a bit more about what Joe Rogan and Aaron Rodgers were discussing than anything Max Verstappen might have been doing.
Well, just crushing. That's what Max Verstappen does. Started from 15th all the way to the top. I had him winning the whole thing anyways, because the dude is unstoppable right now. Lewis Hamilton got called an idiot by Fernando Alonso. And then they had the most beautiful, dramatic shot of Lewis Hamilton walking off into, I guess, the Belgian forest. It was like a dirt trail, and the forest was ahead of him, and nobody was around. And he was just, and I was like, that's the most beautiful shot in a sporting event I have ever seen. Yeah, and so we'll see. Mercedes has no shot. It's like, it's going to be crazy. Dutch Grand Prix this weekend. French Grand Prix is off the schedule. They're trying to figure out new places, new things. I think there's a lot of attempts within the F1 ranks to sort of really cash in on how hot F1 is in this country right now. But for me personally, as a person who's now getting to travel to some of these races, please don't add more American stops. The whole point is, like, going to places that are awesome and not here. Like, don't add, like, you got Vegas next year, fine. We had Miami. I think we don't need to do that one again. Austin seems to be not loved by a lot of the drivers themselves, but, you know, it's, I guess it does well, so I don't know. But yeah, don't add more American stops. More stops around the world.
I think the criticism is that it's leaving Europe. So Vegas next year, Qatar, Shanghai. And by the way, like, I think I read that the French Grand Prix was paying them $22 million or something like that to have it there. But Qatar and Shanghai were like 60. So,
well,
this is very transparent in terms
different
of
different income levels, different revenue streams going on there.
Horner was saying that there are some races that should be essentially grandfathered in as, like, cornerstone races.
Yes, which I agree with.
Agree with that?
The Monza is one. Monaco's one. Silverstone's probably one. There's also talk about it. It was in South Africa, like, in 1993 last. And so there's, like, a desire to bring it back to the continent. And I'm all in for that as well. Like, please make that happen. Please. So that's F1. It's back in full swing. Second half of the season is well underway. Won't matter. Everyone's playing for second. But that, all I can see is that coming up is just says TV check. Gabe.
Me again. I don't. Yeah. I have a question.
Oh, God.
About F1 before we move off this.
Yeah. I'm an expert, so I can tell you.
Is it, can I say, if I'm updating my resume, let's say, can I say that I am a colleague of Will Arnett's?
Yes, because I am a colleague of Will Arnett.
Right. Transitive property, baby.
Exactly. And can I say this? Like, so people who don't know, we launched this past weekend with Amazon and AMP. It's a new app. So I'm with the kid Miro during the race. We just yap during it. So you watch your TV, turn the sound down, listen to us. and really learn about yourself. Then the post is Will Arnett and legendary driver, like he who of Michael Schumacher rival fame, Mika Hakkinen. But it's so weird because we had a Zoom call last week, like before we really kicked off. And just the minute Will Arnett speaks, you're like, it's Will Arnett. Like there's no, there's zero chance it's somebody else. It is 1000% him, which is pretty impressive. But he's like us kind of, well, like, he is a newbie fan. Like he's always loved cars and all that stuff, but he's a fairly new and he'll tell you that. So it's fun. Like I get to ask the dumb F1 questions I have of Mika Hakkinen instead of trying to Google it. And I think that's just like a weird, surreal thing for me to be able to do. And we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I hope it works because it's just fun. It is fun and beautiful places, minus Miami. I don't want to go to Miami. Don't make it go to Miami again. But yes, we are all colleagues of Will Arnett now. And I think that's a big day for us.
I love that for us.
Feels
I love
great. That for Thank us. You. I, Thank you for making great. Me a colleague of his. I'm a big
I hope
fan
our
of...
Christmas, like, what is that, Secret Santa? Ooh, I hope I get Will Arnett for Secret Santa.
I think you should try to be on his next season of Murderville.
Yeah, I know. He's got a lot. He's got that Lego show. He's doing another season. Are they doing another season?
Can you find out? Can you text him?
Right well, now? No, I can't. You know, no. One episode done. Beatles in it.
Yep, we're done. That's it. One season, one episode. Booyah. Yeah,
maybe
speaking of TV, what does this mean, Gabe? What is Weird Al? What does that mean?
Well, I'm happy
well,
to share
just wanted
with
you. To know, I just wanted to know what we're all watching right now.
Wait, Weird Al Yankovic?
Yeah, like, this is a Gabe text.
Guys, ahead, Gabe. Guys, don't. I listen, I already spent too much time talking about Aaron Rodgers on a different podcast.
But did I miss something about Weird Al Yankovic? I feel like I'm a fan, so what did I miss?
I thought this was going to be in What Did I Miss? So this
My
is just
bad.
A tease. For What Did I Miss? Here's what you missed, Beetle.
Okay.
They're putting out, just like Pam and Tommy, they're putting out like the life story of Weird Al Yankovic. And guess who's playing him?
No, actually guess. Yeah, keep going. No, it's not.
Lil Dicky.
Ooh, great guess.
That's too good of a guess. They couldn't get him. That I'm certain. Yeah.
And not
so
okay.
somebody who's not
different
him.
Platform.
Michael Cera. God, am I even
also
close?
Too good of a guess.
So it's was it like a B-list person?
No,
oh, I would argue he's very much a star, but it's just strange casting. But I'm
Sebastian Stan
given his past
again.
Projects.
Oh, Chris Hemsworth? Yeah, probably nailed it. Who is it? Oh my God, now I don't know. Okay, tease. We'll
You've
come back.
Seen his ween.
That could be anyone.
Now, do I know who's it? No, I feel like that's wrong.
I've seen his ween?
Not just you, lots of people.
Chad? Just kidding. I've never seen a person named Chad's ween. Oh my God. Okay, wait. We'll take a break. We'll come back because now I have to know. We'll be right back.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is supported by FX's Welcome to Wrexham. Celebrity owners Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds' small-town Welsh football club has finally been promoted into League 2 after 15 seasons in the National League. Dedicated staff and supporters celebrate the city's return to glory while bracing for the newfound challenges that come with being in a higher league. Will Wrexham AFC stand up to the challenge and rise again into League One? FX's Welcome to Wrexham premieres May 2nd on FX, stream on Hulu.
Okay, we're back.
What is that from?
He's playing Weird Al Yankovic, and we've seen his ween.
Who? Where? Why?
Wait a minute. Is it Michael Fassbender?
No.
No. Okay. What?
I might have derailed us.
I don't know. That's an insane.
It's a short list, yes. By the way, because you never see reference. Men. Is he in Game of Thrones? I see they show it in there.
Unless I'm mixing this guy up with some other guy just like him, I'm pretty sure he did like a run on Broadway or the West End.
Jesse Williams?
Nope. And part of it was that he was naked.
Harry Potter.
Yes. Bingo.
I have seen his ween. I went to that show.
There you go. See, I was right.
Oh my God, that's so weird, actually. Harry Potter's playing weird. Actually, maybe. Huh? I could maybe see it.
Huh?
By the way, the guy's got an iconic franchise under his belt, and your clue was we've seen his
Thank
ween.
You. Thank
like,
you.
What
Beats.
Is wrong with you, Gabe? Honestly, get your life together, please.
I quickly realized it was a mistake, but you got there.
Well, yeah, the Broadway. You said it was a weird casting. I was like, Jesse Williams as Weird Al Yankovic would be a really weird casting, but I forgot there was another one. So, God, so many weens on Broadway. I miss it. All right.
This is
what
the
else
second
did I miss?
Show in a row that we've spent considerable minutes on weens.
Yeah. Or it's number 2 of 7. That's what you have to look forward to, listeners. Go on.
Okay. I thought this was nice, so I wanted to get your thoughts. This is sort of serious. So Cardinals pitcher Adam Wainwright was mic'd up during a rain delay against the Braves in the bullpen. And I really liked this quote that he had about routine versus superstition.
Ooh, okay.
Here goes. Routine is great as long as it doesn't become superstition. If you're out there thinking you got to do exactly the same thing every time to have success, that's making you a weaker competitor. If they told me right now I had 8 pitches to get loose, I could do that because you are what your brain tells you you are.
Okay, I like that.
Is this wisdom
because,
bringing you
as
back
we know,
to baseball?
Yeah, well, baseball's, they are weirdly superstitious, folks. It's
right?
kind of insane to me. But I also kind of understand, look, I told you, I have superstition routines getting on planes. So to me, there's a real fine line on some of these moments, but like for the 8 pitches to loosen up, that's yes. You know, you have 2 hours to write this thing, or normally I have a whole process, but you don't have it today. So I kind of get it, but a little superstition is okay, right? A little bit. It can't take over your life. That's all I ask.
Just for the record, that quote, like imagine that for that kind of talking for 3 hours, and that's what the Rogers Rogan podcast sounded like. Just
3 hours
vagaries like this.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll like drink like a bottle of wine or something, listen to it. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I can do that. That might be
ayahuasca.
Worse. Ayahuasca. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not pooping my pants in front of everybody. Okay, what else?
I'm going to pick around here. There's a few things we have on the list. This one I know happened. I bet you don't. John Morant bought himself a mansion in Memphis. So good news, Grizzlies fans. The guy wants to stay in town forever and ever. He also bought a similar mansion right next door for his dad. His dad, who I believe looks just like Usher.
Completely exactly.
That's right.
Yes.
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 So
that's awesome.
Beetle, you've moved that's back awesome. To the area where you're from to be near
yeah.
family, but would you ever
no.
literally buy a house for family right next door?
No, not right next door. I mean, look, I saw a little bit of, like, they're nice big Memphis lots, mansions, all that kind of stuff. It's real close. Like, it was close enough for him to yell and his dad could hear him. That might be a little too close. I think what I've done is perfect. I'm a 12-minute drive from their house. You know what I mean? And it's like, okay, I live in a gated community. They live in it. So we can't just break in. Like, there's laws.
You can change the code on that
also,
at any time.
But the idea of being able to buy your parents a house, that's just a dream, I think, for a lot of people. So I'm happy for them. And they just seem like they are friends more than a parent-son relationship. It's like a cool-looking relationship from the outside. Good for him. Big-ass mansion, too.
Yeah, I like it. I guess I'm kind of confused. Why do you even need the second house, though? Like, why don't you just live in the house?
And they're big. Yep. They look like they're 12,000-square-foot houses to begin with.
Yeah.
So I don't know, because his dad's probably got a life. I mean, Jaws got a life. Like, you don't want to be on top of each other, but you're close enough where, like, hey, I can hang out over there until 10 p.m. and then just walk over back to my house. Like, that's kind of nice.
It's very Kardashian.
Yeah, oh, it is. They all do live kind of near each other, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Oof, if I was a Kardashian. Except for Kendall. Kendall's the smart one. Yeah, I love it. I kind of love it. And they seem, I mean, look, they seem like they're very happy. So good for him. Mm-hmm. Big ass.
Well,
I think this is what
it,
people
though.
Wanted the balls to be like, right?
Oh, like a little, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're all spread out now, so it's kind of hard.
But like
to
a little
do that.
Bit more of a likable relationship from the outside.
Yeah, but they also, I don't know what Jaws' sibling situation is, but I feel like LeVar has to sort of spread the wealth. He's got multiple childrens. So yeah, I don't know. It's probably a little bit harder, but did I miss anything else?
There's a lot of mascot news, so I'm just going to quick hit you here. I know.
Why is there a lot of mascot news?
I don't know. Bede, sometimes I click on one thing that leads me into another, and before
Why?
You know it, I'm knee deep in mascot news.
Gross.
Here goes. Tubby is the new Duke's mayonnaise mascot that no one asked for, but we all need. Please,
Thumbs up, thumbs down each story.
Please
thumbs
click
down.
On the photo.
I just don't want it. His name's Tubby. It can't be good.
It's not great. It's leaning Fuck's into sake. What I would say are 2016 eyebrows.
That is absolutely unacceptable. That's the... No. No. Thumbs okay. down. Thumbs, that's terrifying.
Thumbs down to Tubby. Okay. Now we'll go back to neutral thumb.
Okay.
Poe, the Baltimore Ravens mascot, who is a bird, obviously, Raven. Edgar Allan. Reportedly tore his ACL after being tackled by a youth in pregame.
A youth. Okay. That's dumb. Thumbs down. That's embarrassing. You're not even like on the field. Like you're wearing
a
costume.
He kept the mascot hat on the whole time.
he has to. It's law. You can't take it off, especially with kids are around.
Coach Harbaugh also did give an injury report, which I appreciate.
That's actually kind of funny. That's a half thumbs up.
Half thumbs up. Okay.
Yeah.
Thumb neutral. We'll close it out here with my personal favorite, the Atlanta Braves mascot named Blooper for some reason. As I wrote here, would not be denied the end zone. Please click on the link and watch the video.
Oh, there's too many mascots in one small area. I do not care for this at all. Oh my God. Yep. Thumbs up. He just leveled like three children. Damn. He just punched that one in the head. Yeah. Thumbs That's up. Right. That one's good. All right. That one's good. This guy is not playing around. I'm here for him. Well, who's and his name? What's his name? Blooper?
Blooper. Mascot Obviously. Corner is over.
Okay. Blooper wins. Jesus. Too many mascots. They scare the crap out of me. What else?
Got a couple more to choose from. I'll go with the one that I understand. The other one I feel like is better for Paige.
There's so many. What are you talking about?
So many.
Beetle, one of the reasons we were back on the Jets, I'm out, you're still in.
Always.
Was because of their great draft, which featured Sauce, Ahmad Sauce Gardner out of Cincinnati. In one of the greatest examples of marketing I have ever heard of, Sauce is teaming up with Buffalo Wild Wings to introduce for a limited time sauce.
Oh my God. Which, come on. That's
I don't know
that
if
good.
I need to say
perfect. It's
anything
perfect.
Else. Is that
No, you need to that, it's described as smoky, sweet, spicy barbecue sauce.
Isn't that just all of
that's
the
all like, barbecue sauce?
It's all of the tastes of the barbecue sauce. It shouldn't be limited time. And I'm hoping that this is sort of a focus group situation where they're going to realize people want sauce.
What they
forever.
Have on their hands. Which
yeah,
is just barbecue
sauce.
Sauce God, just with a new label.
I wish my name was Sauce. Sauce. Signature sauce. Yes. I like it. I wish we lived anywhere in the area where we could get that. That's kind of a bummer that we can't.
I'll ship it to you.
Oh, yeah. Yes, please.
Just forgot.
Ship us some sauce.
The real, I don't think I shared this with you guys or on the show, but the real reason why I was momentarily back on the Jets was because there's only one play, well, Cooper Kupp, and then only one other player my four-year-olds can name in all of football.
Oh, wow.
And that's Sauce.
Sauce.
They just think it's hilarious that there's a person named Sauce. And so when I made them watch the draft, and then the Jets drafted Sauce.
That's a sign.
And they went nuts. And I was like, guys, that can be our team. We can root for Sauce.
And then you took it away? Just like that. You didn't even let the season start.
Well, so Sauce came up today. I told them about how there's something called Sauce, and they cracked up.
Sauce is so good. Yeah, no, I think you should allow, like religion, you should raise them to know a lot about a lot and then allow them to make the choice.
Yeah.
When they feel ready. Right. Yeah. Sauce. Paige.
Okay. This one, I will not even pretend that I wrote. This is from Q. Good. Here goes.
Good start.
Okay. It is a good start.
James Harden's birthday was, I think, over the weekend. And he was given a cake. He was on a yacht. He was
given a
cake.
A lot of things.
He was given a lot of things. We did text about that. I forgot about that. And he threw the cake into the ocean. So this is a multiple choice question written by Q. Here we go. A, the cake, I'm just going to read it as written, okay? The cake fake and he shouldn't have thrown into the ocean.
Fair.
B, that's one. The cake real and the fish ate good for a night. C, fair. Neither matters because he shouldn't have thrown it into the ocean.
Wow. Okay. It was a very pretty cake, like multi-tiered. It was, which is why I think it wasn't real, because it was so easy for him to like. But I will say this, James Harden has had some body shaming moments in his career where he's come out a little soft, a little chubby. And so there might be something where he refuses sweets and cakes in general. And maybe it was all part of an inside joke. I'm making this up as I go, but it sounds right to me now that I'm saying it out loud. And that's why I'm more concerned with this idea of millionaires giving each other cash. I really don't understand this process. Like, A, giving someone cash is just lazy. That's, you didn't think about it at all. And B, the IRS will come a calling. You can't just hand large sums of money over to someone as a gift.
That's right.
This is asinine. The suitcase was nice. It was expensive. Not really my thing, but I get it. But yeah, it's, and this, we've seen James Harden do this particular thing like multiple times, this gifting of cash back and forth. I do not get it. It makes me feel so out of touch with the world. What is it about? It's like 100 grand
or something.
It's
for Instagram. It's for social media. It's not.
But what?
Don't overthink it.
I did some reporting on this.
Thank you. Go on.
I was so confused by, because you didn't even really describe it. So he's handed a poorly wrapped large package,
yes,
which he then opens to find a nice looking suitcase, Goyard, essentially.
Yeah.
What is it?
Goyard.
Goyard bag, yeah, which he opens up, and inside that are like three or four bricks of cash. let's guess there's 20 grand in each brick. But then there's also like a year's supply worth of quarters for an arcade.
That's right.
In the bag.
What's that?
So somebody had enough money to give him like stacks and stacks of cash, but also loaded up a bag with quarters. And I was
what
like, this has got to be a joke that somebody gets. Like, what is this? So the rapper who gave it to him, help
who
me
is
with
it?
The name.
Lil Baby?
Sure.
Lil something, right?
He, James, apparently Harden had given him $250,000, I guess in cash.
Lil Baby.
Lil Baby.
Mm-hmm. Maybe when he wasn't that rich, I don't know. He had given him $250,000 in the past. So this was a callback, the quarters as in $250,000. And I don't, that's sort of as far as I got as an explanation.
Again,
I'd love for listeners to explain this to us.
Yeah, if you know what the hell this is about, this weird, because the IRS, like you can't, I have to pay tax on this $250,000 and now whatever this was. Like you, there's only so much gifting one's allowed to do, including to family. Like I don't really get it. So if somebody younger, hipper, cooler could like text us, email us, please. I don't understand this trend.
Or if you
help
work at
us.
The IRS.
Or if you work at the IRS, please tell me what's going to happen to both of these gentlemen, if anything. Thank you so much. We're taking a break. Come back. We wrap things up with voicemails.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard it right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer, if you ask me. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, this one is from Anders from Kentucky. He says,
yes,
or they say, things I've had to relearn this week. When it's a beach, Beads, Paige, and Gabe hosted episode, don't listen to it while you're working it. It ain't easy to bench press while Beads and Paige are calling Sister G a narcissist.
Thank
you. I forgot about that. These episodes are the best. You all, thanks for making us laugh. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Sorry if you almost died. What's wrong,
while you're
Gabe?
Working it. I misunderstood. I thought he said while you're working. And then the bench press. I was like, your job is to bench press.
That's
Anders.
Cool. What's yeah. your job, Anders? No, that's actually pretty good. Okay. I like it. Anders, we'll try to keep you laughing as long as we can. I'm reading the next one. So sad. So this is about the stadium tour, I take it. So sad there was a bunch of prude dudes at the concert that were too scared to show their peens. This show is the best. This is in reference to the stadium tour, Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett. And I have now seen videos from other concerts around, and Tommy Lee has turned it into a bit. In L.A., they were just in L.A. Saturday night, and he was like, they won't let me show my, you want to see my wiener? And he kept yelling wiener, and then he pulled out his little dachshund dog from underneath his pants. So he's got a thing going on. Tommy Lee's got a thing right now. Nobody get in his way. Can't stop him. There are only like four or five nights left on that tour, but yeah, it's happening.
Maybe that's the culmination.
That was it? No, that's not the last of his ween that we're going to hear about.
No, the end of the tour.
Oh, no, they have like four more. I think they're in San Diego like tonight maybe. Yeah, they ain't done. Shoot.
I'm saying if he gets, whoever goes to the final stop of the tour.
You are getting the peen is what you're saying.
Ooh, what's the last?
You're just going to airdrop a photo to everyone's phone. Don't do that.
He might.
Do not airdrop.
He might. Photos. Okay, good. Did you think that's what I was doing? I could. What else?
All right, here's the last one. This is going to be from Paul from Minnesota. He says, I'm getting married on Friday. What's your best marriage joke? I like, marriage is the leading cause of divorce. Then he adds,
okay, that's actually really good.
I like this part. He adds, don't worry. My wife-to-be doesn't listen to this show.
Well, you should get divorced before you get married then. She sounds awful.
Don't worry.
I don't have marriage jokes. I think the whole idea of it is a joke. So, Gabe, take it away.
Nope, not commenting here. I don't know.
Okay, the one that I like it's not really like a joke. It's kind of a joke, but it's something like...
Oh, God, this is going to be one of those jokes.
You should... if you're ever critical of your wife's choices, just remember that you're one of them.
Oh,
that's just like more, wisdom.
Yeah, that's like a proverb.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I've heard lots of jokes. Honestly, none of them stick out. And it's not that I'm sitting in my in-laws' apartment mm-hmm, with an earshot mm-hmm. of them that I'm reluctant to make any of these jokes. Mm-hmm. That is definitely not why. I can un-jump out, though. I liked his.
I feel like there have been some really good... First of all, I am an awful, awful joke teller. I love people that are really good at joke, especially the long drawn out ones that you're just like on the edge of your seat for 3 or 4 minutes while they're, and then there's a punchline. You're like, bah! I wish I had that gift and I don't. And I know that there are some really good ones in that sort of vein, but I ain't got them. I wish I did. Sorry, by the way, Paul. Best of luck to you. Best of luck, Paul from Minnesota.
Yeah, best wishes.
Okay, what else? Oh God.
Well, there's a couple more good ones. This one, really, it's hard to describe so much as there's a picture of what looks like a pug wrapped in a towel drinking a huge glass of red wine.
A towel? That's like a luxurious fur.
It is. Well, it's like a faux fur.
Faux.
It's one of those like, oh my God, it's a pug wrapped in a faux fur with a big ass glass of red wine with
looking
the
sun
in his face. And he said, it's my spirit animal. And yes, it is. He's so handsome. That's what pugs do, by the way. They love the sun in their face. I love that so much. Whoever sent that, there's no name, but thank you. And I love it. Next tattoo, possibly. Last one. Hey, y'all. It's Pat from Chicago again. I got an idea for a segment or episode. Formula One draft. Y'all convinced me to start watching Drive to Survive, and I'm hooked. Oh, yeah.
I'm into it, Pat.
I'm into it, too. How have we not thought of that, Gabe? You could even do it. It won't be that hard.
I don't have time, man. I'm listening to Joe Rogan podcast for 3 hours straight.
Yeah, that's on you. That is totally on you. Oh, we did it. Gabe, are you ever coming back to the United States?
Yeah, I'm on a flight tomorrow. It'll be the worst day of the year for me, but I'll be ready to talk with you guys soon. And I'm caught up, by the way. I'm be caught up on The Dragon.
Ooh, BT, yeah, that's good.
And Severance, and probably Weird Al, all by the time I talk to you again.
Wait, Weird Al's already out?
I don't know, but I'm time traveling tomorrow.
He's getting a sneak peek. All right. That's going to do it for us. It's Paige. It's Gabe. Our number is 631-397-0403. Text, email, whatever it is you want. And if you know what the thing is about giving someone $250,000 in cash, and we should do the F1 draft. I'm in on all that. We'll see you next time.
Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.